First name MICHAEL, last name YOUNG, date of birth 11/21/61, date of encounter 08/20/25. History of parents and illness. Patient to follow up from the MBA. Case with continued neck and low back pain. Last visit, he was notified to follow up with orthopedics to discuss options of cervical injections for pain relief or surgery. Subsequently, he's met with them, and they've gave him the two options. He's agreeing to the cervical injections, and I advised him to follow up with them to complete the cervical injections, and I'll see him in 1 month to determine progress, and to stay in contact with his orthopedic surgeon to determine if surgery is needed. Next paragraph, medical history, non-contributory. Next, surgical history, non-contributory. Next, the drug allergies, no non-drug allergies. Next, social history, no reports of EQH or tobacco use. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patients, awake, alert, oriented, no acute distress noted. EENT exams within normal limits. Neck is painful, hyperextension, and minimal palpable tenderness on the lower spine, paracervical area with lateral rotation and flexion. Described as minimal compared to increased severity of pain with hyperextension, lungs clear to auscultation, heart regular rate and rhythm, abdomen soft and untender, back is 3 to 4+ tenderness on the lower back, L3-S1 with some mild paralumbar tenderness, limited availability for flexion and straight leg raises without increase in severity of low back pain, no evidence of radiation or sciatica. Extremities are within normal limits and skin is without rash or lesions. Diagnosis, cervicalgia and low back pain. Muscle spasms planned. Patient advised to follow the orthopedic to schedule for injections to decrease pain, and we'll follow up with results to determine if it's successful or if he needs to continue on to surgery. Patient's discharged in stable condition.